I know this is a dictation for Cheryl, Cheryl Rutherford, Rutherford, January 149, address as a letter, Dr. Kozlowski, Kozlov as in Victor, SKI, 463-1534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow up for Cheryl, chronic kidney disease, last visit September. Did have a kidney stone left-sided, treated as outpatient at Saginaw. Presently, good urine output, no abdominal or back pain, no gross hematuria, weight stable, eating. Did take a leaf. Needs to be a stop, has Crohn's disease, followed by Dr. Holtz, H-O-L-T-Z, that retired. She is concerned, not able to afford the Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A. Dr. Holtz was helping to getting for free. Stable dyspnea. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the metoprolol. She's still taking prednisone, nitrates. Next paragraph. Present weight 100, blood pressure by nurse 116/71. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, no tenderness, no edema, non-focal. She's a small-sized person, looks frail, but no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry is in February, creatinine 1.2, which is baseline, GFR 46, stage 3, high potassium, metabolic acidosis, low nutrition, normal calcium phosphorus, anemia 9.1, low MCV-ADA, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 3, stable over time, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic, recent problems of nephrolithiasis, needs to avoid anti-inflammatory agents, needs to follow GI for the Crohn's disease, chronic diarrhea, biological treatment, presently off for 2 months, anemia multifactorial, denies external bleeding. Iron studies needs to be updated. The anemia is out of proportion to kidney disease, probably representing other factors. Monitor the high potassium and metabolic acidosis. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Chemistry is in a regular basis. End of dictation.